Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Mick here in Farm Talk on Wednesday got an extension report out of Lemoore County with Julianne Racine.
I've seen the combines are rolling. I think things are going to be better than they hoped. The producer I talked to this morning said that, you know, the PP ground that they have is doing better than they expected, probably because of the added moisture. There's going to be some variability, they think, on corn. In the bad areas, it's pretty bad. It's pretty short and underproductive. But in the good areas, it's nice and tall. But when I went into the field today, the field I went into, at least the rows I saw, the cobs were not full. So I don't know if that's going to be an issue over the whole county. I think it might. But if you guys call and report in to me, I will know.
Extreme variability, not just from area to area, township, but within a field. It depends so many things.
Huh? Right. And this is all unirrigated. So, okay. You know, I haven't talked to those who do irrigate. I suspect things went a little more according to plan there.
Yeah. All right. Well, and you say combines are rolling, but it's mainly soybeans. Anybody doing any corn yet?
Corn's being done. There's some corn also. The corn that I saw this morning was actually on the border of Lemoore and Dickey County. But, yeah, they were going at it. So.
Yeah.
And the producer I talked to this morning said that their corn is at 22%. Excuse me.
Not bad. And I bet there was still green in the field and it's down to 22%.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
All righty. Well, I guess that's good. Down to 20, you know, combining 22% moisture corn on a beautiful sunny day, much better than combining 30-some percent corn in July and in the mud, right?
Right.
Like we did last year. So this is...
Yep. We've gotten some pretty nice rain over the last few weeks. So you're seeing some pastures come back, which is really nice. So some of the producers, well, again, one of them I talked to said that they are bringing their cattle home early so they can let the pasture rest and recover. And ideally, I would love if all producers were able to do that. For next year, it would be a good conservation move, and it'll give them time to rest and recover and maybe even fertilize.
Again, that was Julianne Racine, the Lemoore County Extension Agent. This is Inside Agriculture.